phone, you ain't calling the cops, cause I'm the only king of the block. I'm the only black god. Came to rock the spot. Why when I throw a football pass at an empty miss? Ain't trying to be funny, gonna use my fist. You can't use the family feud. You can't run it on the cuckoo. Your brain's staying, but keep on dirty safe. Not locked up, cause I have your any office locked up. I stash you, break you down like that blunt. You ain't getting what you want. I do what I want. If I got a problem got a problem until it's gone. I'm the only unique ace on. You reap what you sow, link up with the O. I got the precepts. You ain't down. Using the popo. You so I got the key to your wall. I stop your whole flow. All you just can throw with me from the ghetto. You want me to control this is open show. Give old dirty what he want and more. Cops, I'll stop your go. Mafia, I smoke. Cops, I'll stop your go. Mafia, cops, pay me all my money or I'ma slow down your dough.
Jesus, I'm rolling with you. Jesus, I'm rolling with you.
Getting the depth of me without me.
I'm rolling with you. Jesus, I'm rolling with you.
You have a sex danger. I'm getting more anger. Call me Dr. Strange. I master the demon demonic toys. Send you with the venom. Kill your joy. You can throw your hands in the air like the beast and I'm out. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I get girls in the mood to want to get physically up from me.
Oh, big baby.
Take her to the hopper and you just don't stop her. I control Michael Jackson Thriller. Send them after you. Did you understand that?
Jesus, I'm rolling with you. 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 Jesus, I'm rolling with you.
This is the second hour of the Redfield Hardcore Real Show. Thank you for staying with us here. Yeah, so it seems like people are coming up these days. There is reward for standing up. You just see your way through it. You know, I was always told, if you're walking through hell, you find yourself walking through hell, keep walking. You just might find your way out. Now, I don't know. I definitely want to reiterate some things. I know you guys heard me beat this drum, but the people that are being convicted wrongly, fraudulently, you know, this stuff is it's coming out. It can't be covered up for too much longer. It just can't. Here we have a black man who was wrongfully convicted of assault. Let's go into that.
Wrongly convicted man, finally out, okay? New York man convicted, Syracuse. Anthony Broadwater is his name, wrongfully convicted of rape over 40 years ago, is set to receive a $5.5 million payout from the state of New York. The man spent 16 and a half years in state prison, 23 years on the sexual assault offender registry. The victim, 1981 rape, Alice Siebold, falsely accused Broadwater of the crime. 1999, Siebel published Lucky. That was an account of her ordeal in which she described seeing a black man in the street months later, whom she believed to be her rapist. Broadwater was arrested, but despite Siebel failing to identify him in a lineup, authorities put him on trial anyway. Siebel identified Broadwater as a rapist on the stand. You see how that works? I really just picture her in the shadows, peeking out. It's really what she did. He maintained his innocence, Mr. Broadwater did. He was denied release 5 times because he refused to admit guilt when he was released. The year Lucky was published, he was required to register as a violent sex offender. Best-selling author, sex offender. Now, how did the conviction get overturned? Well, it's interesting. A re-examination of the case found serious flaws in Broadwater's arrest and trial, including microscopic hair analysis that tied him to the crime but was later deemed to be unreliable. The unraveling of Broadwater's conviction came 5 months after Timothy Mukanti, the producer of a planned film adaptation of Lucky, developed doubts about Broadwater's culpability. So they were going to adapt this into a film. Lucky, best-selling author, everything's great. And then the people behind the adaptation said, this something doesn't smell right here with your account here. It just doesn't sound right. So he hired the producer, private investigator Dan Myers. After a conversation over an hour with Anthony Broadwater, I knew this guy was innocent. Myers, a 20-year police veteran, told the Washington Post, eventually the conviction was vacated. Now the apology. After all those years. Years later, after writing about a role in helping him get convicted and after his exoneration, Siebold apologized to Broadwater. Apology was not given in person, but in an open letter on medium.com. Is this for clickbait? She did it? I added that. She wrote, first, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to Anthony Broadwater, and I deeply regret what you have been through. Did she not mean what I helped put you through? Apparently not. I am sorry most of all for the fact that the life you could have led was unjustly robbed from you. And I know that no apology can change what happened to you and never will. Ms. Siebel, whose book has been removed from publication, continued to explain that at the time of the accusation, she was a young woman who put her faith in the American legal system. She was a young white woman who put her faith in the American legal system. Siebel said her goal in 1982 was justice, not to perpetuate injustice, but that's what she did. Broadwater accepted Siebel's apology, said he will not file any charges or sue her regarding the wrongful accusation, despite losing almost 40 years of his life. Can you get me Mr. Broadwater's number, please? And then I'll continue on with the statement because he might need to revisit that. I need to speak to him right away. This included not being able to work at certain jobs or even have children because of his status as a sex offender. In 2021, when his conviction was overturned, he said, quote, I would not bring children into this world because of this. And now we're past that age. We can't have children. Jeff robbed of pretty much his entire life. And Ms. Siebel writes an open letter on medium.com. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup, but suddenly she was emphatic from the stand, okay? I want to get to Mr. Broadwater, okay? She has some coins made off of the lie in his back. She should offer him that. And she should work hard, tirelessly, the rest of her life, in my view, Jeff, to make some sense of this. What say you?
Yeah, I would imagine she has the means in order to have a one-on-one face-to-face connection with this victim. But I want to go back to something you just alluded to because the article from Atlanta Black Star highlighted this, and I want to represent it as well. This ruling was appealed, and an appellate court upheld the conviction under the defense notion that the five black men in the police lineup looked alike. All five? So they either chose five men who looked alike, or you think all black men look alike. And that is, yeah, and that's really disheartening as a black man, or I don't know, as a human person, because just walking down the street, if somebody doesn't, or if they're not able to differentiate my features from someone else that doesn't look like me, then you mean to tell me I could be in a usual suspect lineup as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's all of that. Okay. And I credit the people who were behind the adaptation that never took place.
Yeah.
Who said, remember, it was them. Let's not give her any real credit. They said, this, we want to do the project, Miss Siebel, but this is, something stinks, and it's your book and everything in it, and we need to investigate. Okay. They did the work, and they had a simple phone conversation, and they knew this does not add up, Jeff. Why are people like this allowed to just, nothing to see here, medium.com. Let me pen a letter. Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, it goes back to what Siebel said about trusting in the justice system. She can do this because she simply can. She can identify somebody who did something to her, but not really. And then she can live the rest of her life very comfortably. So America has allowed this, and the justice system has allowed this. She said it herself.
Well, I shouldn't get involved, but I do want to speak to Mr. Broadwater to stir him up and reverse course and get you a lawyer, Mr. Broadwater. And some of that money.
Yeah. this hits close to home. First, let me say, with the time period, at the time period in which this happened, 40 years ago, you know, around these time periods, 80s, 70s, 60s, when a white woman declares that she got raped, most of the time, listen, it didn't happen. First off, I mean, just put that out there. It didn't happen. I can soundly say that. It didn't happen. I would say majority. Yes, the majority of the time. Didn't happen. You have these people who are angry about something. And it's okay to ruin somebody because you feel slighted. Now, I don't know the case with this particular woman. But I'm going to go ahead and say it's pretty much safe to say that didn't happen to begin with, as there's no evidence. Couldn't really say. She didn't want to really, really say, in case I believe they found out she was lying. Luckily for her, the system's hungry for black bodies. And didn't want to hold her to a higher standard in these court proceedings. A lot of times it's you know, women like that, you know, got turned down by a black man, was told she was ugly by a black man. You know, something. And then wants to go out and crucify herself, someone black. So that's when you get the fake rape story. Then again, the system won't really do its due diligence like it's supposed to. Because, hey, there's another black man out of society. It's the oldest... I believe more black men are in prison because of white women than anything else. I don't care if there's other charges involved. It probably stems from the situation. Oldest thing in the book, sex-crazed white woman gets her to taste a black man. Somebody finds out, oh, no, but it was rape. Lynch mob. You know, we've heard that story 1,000 times. A lot of these times, it just didn't happen. Even if it did happen, again, angry and upset, somebody's got to pay. And you know how women are altogether. When it comes to a man, one man's sins are all their sins. You ever been in a relationship with a woman? It's disgusting. Yes, it's disgusting that she bared false witness. And yes, she gets to live the rest of her life like nothing ever happened. No, this old woman should be put in the penitentiary. In the cell with the butchest lesbian that they can find. The rest of her life. She owes 40 years. And that's... Again, no consequences. Psychopaths don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about themselves. And they will be continuously self-serving because there's no consequences. When you start bringing the consequences, somebody needs to get to this woman. I'm not saying don't do anything violent. Somebody needs to make sure she pays for her crimes. You know, story time with V. You know, this hits so close to home. I have a half-brother that I've never met. Why? Because he's been in prison my entire life. Over some odd 20 years ago, it was found that there was DNA evidence in his case. Oh, okay, well, let me back up. I'm sorry, I skipped over. I never met this half-brother because he's in prison for rape. Okay. Prison rape on a white woman, right? My father, I believe at some point, hired a private detective. Somebody that I believe was already in the department. It was found that DNA evidence was taken. It was tested. My brother proved negative. Yet, the evidence was not admitted. Especially after, and not a smart move, after my brother said he was going to sue the state. He started getting, contacting lawyers left and right. Well, because of that, the evidence was stricken from being admitted as evidence, even though it's DNA evidence. So he's stuck there. I believe he got life. I am 37 years old. He'd already been in prison years before I was born. My brother will never walk free. That's the system that we are in. That's the system that we are fighting. It's not just the police. Okay? This is everywhere. This is everywhere. We need to fight this ugliness everywhere we turn. It's not just the police. Check how this woman was treated. Let's play this next clip.
A woman is getting paid $1 million because, well, a store clerk said, we don't serve black people. That's a no-no. Let's put up her picture full mass here. All right? A black Portland woman, her name is Rose Wakefield. Ms. Wakefield has now been awarded $1 million in damages after finding she was discriminated against by a gas station employee who told her, and I quote, I don't serve black people. That's according to the allegation. Background on the incident, Ms. Wakefield stopped for gas at Jackson's Food Store in Beaverton on March 12, 2020, and saw the attendant, Nigel Powers, ignore her and instead pump gas for the other drivers. When she tried to ask for assistance, he said, I'll get to you when I feel like it.
Whoa.
Surveillance video showed Wakefield go inside to ask for help. Another employee followed her back outside to pump her gas. Wakefield's lawyer said she was leaving. Wakefield asked Powers why did he refuse to help her and that he said, and I quote, I don't serve black people. During the following week, Wakefield complained twice to managers, but her phone calls were largely disregarded. Powers was fired a month later after corporate records showed he had been written up several times for talking on his cell phone. A statement from Jackson's Food Stores Thursday said the company has a zero tolerance policy for discrimination in any kind and that it respectfully disagrees with the jury's ruling because our knowledge does not align with the verdict. Well, your knowledge is not required for the jury. All right. Once again, it does not pay to be racist or to discriminate against people based on the element of racism. But if you would like to be racist at a store, please be racist to me. I am in need of one cool extra $1 million myself. This is the reality. She simply wanted management to respond appropriately according to the narrative, according to the reports filed. She just wanted them to say, hey, we acknowledge what happened. We're on top of it. We're going to give you an update as soon as we finish this investigation. We take what you say seriously because they refused to even validate her claim. $1 million has been awarded to her. All right, Jeff, thoughts?
I mean, I would like to join you in this venture to get paid by a store who wants to deny us service because of the color of our skin. And like, I just want to let people know ahead of time, like if I'm recording it and I have like a boom mic with me and I ask you to clarify in order for you to say it into the mic, just to make, you know, the investigation easier, cleaner for me to get paid, then that's great because racism clearly does pay. How much would it have been for them to simply serve this woman? And one more thing, there's always a zero tolerance for racism, bigotry, and xenophobia until it happens. So I'm glad they fired the individual, but I wonder how many other people up in there are defying that tolerance.
Right. And listen, they fired him for being on his damn cell phone. They didn't fire him for being racist, according to them.
Yeah. It's everywhere. And it seems old timey. I don't serve black people. I don't know what the store is. Jackson Foods? Yeah. Let's tackle the bigger issue. Let's move away from one bigot over to the bigger issue. The company wasn't honest about why they fired this guy. Actually, I don't know. Maybe they were. Being caught on the cell phone too many times because corporate was ignoring the woman. If you have zero tolerance for racism, discrimination, it behooves you to take every call to your company headquarters. It behooves you to file these reports and act on them. If you truly have zero tolerance. What sounds like to me is, I we don't care. That sounds like a lot of tolerance to me. We don't care. There's nothing you can do about it. Again, not thinking a black person has enough money to sue you. This is 2023, y'all. I know we're not flying around in jets and space cars right now, but this is a modern age. And from where I'm from, money talks, BS walks. You got to do yourself clean. Do the best you can to keep people out your pockets. That's how I roll. You're not going to get a penny from me. If especially if I'm not doing anything wrong. But I do require that people. I don't care about the crimes. Once again, I don't. I just care that people pay for their mistakes. Pay for their crimes. Do what you want. But just understand there's going to be consequences. I know these feds, they never seen anything like me before. And they've been doing stuff that there's been no consequences up until now. Since I got on their tail feathers. They won't be flying so high once I get a good grip on them. Promise you that. But I'm kind of in the same way. I've already told you guys I'm gonna be doing some police audits. Woo! But if there's anybody, typically, I have been denied service for places, not overly obvious or explicit that it's because I'm black. But I've been denied service places. I say, hey, guess what? I waive my money from, fine, you don't want this? I'm taking it somewhere else. I have no problem taking my money someplace else. I would rather put my money into an institution or business, a service, that has no problem serving me. I want to put my money into the best of services. Best of anything that I like. It's capitalism, y'all. Let's use it. Alright, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No, we may not be able to stop it, but damn it, we're going to get paid. You know, we talk about it being systemic or this racism being societal, but when the racism, the societal racism, goes over the systemic. It's like, wow, really? You remember this guy? The racism between two different governmental entities? Oh, this is one of my favorite stories. Let's go with this one. Let's go ahead, Mike.
Army vet sues two Virginia. This is one of the worst cases. Okay, you may remember this one. He's suing two Virginia cops for $1 million after they assaulted him. And that's what it is. Let's watch the video.
Keep your hands outside the window. Get out of the car now.
Get out of the car.
Now. Get out of the car now. Yo, well, guess what? I'm a veteran too. I learned to obey. Get out of the car. Get out of the car now.
What's going on?
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son. Get out of the car now. Get out of the car now. Get out of the car.
Sir, just get out of the car. Work with us and we'll talk to you. Get out the car.
You received an order. Obey it.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I?
Yeah, you should be. Get out.
What?
Get out.
Get out the car.
Get out now.
I have not committed any crime.
You're being stopped by a traffic violation. You're not cooperating at this point right now. You're under arrest for you're being detained, okay? You're being detained for obstruction of justice.
Traffic violation. I do not have to get out the vehicle. You haven't even told me why I'm being stopped.
Really?
Get
out of the car now. Get out of the car.
Get your hands off me.
Get out of the car.
Get your hands off me.
You know what?
Get your hands off me.
Not a problem. Get your hands off me. Back up, Daniel.
I'm actively serving this country, and this is how you're going to treat me?
Back up, Daniel.
I didn't do anything.
Back up.
Whoa, hold on. Daniel. What's going on? Hold on. Watch it.
Get out of the car now.
Sir, just get out of the car.
I'm trying to breathe.
Get out of the car and get on the ground now. You're going to get it again.
I don't even want to reach my seatbelt.
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car.
So difficult to watch that. It's just so difficult to watch that. And it's so classic of what we've seen too often in this country. He's actually in uniform. He's actually speaking like a human being instead of having some kind of freak out meltdown and wanting to reach for every little goodie, every little thing in the goodie bag, his police pepper spray and everything else. Aren't you supposed to de-escalate? I guess couldn't see his hands. Oh, that's right. They were outside of the driver's side window. And he's saying, I don't know what's going on. Is it a traffic violation? Why are you talking to me this way? Why are you doing this? But there's more. They finally got him out of the car. And still, there they go again.
You're going to do what you're told. Get out of the car.
Look.
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. Take your seatbelt off.
Look, my hands are out.
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car.
My hands are out.
Don't reach in there, Daniel. Don't reach in there.
My hands are out. Please. This is really messed up. My dog is in the back. My dog is choking right
get
now.
Get out of the car. You made this way more difficult than it had to be. If you just complied.
I'm reaching for my seatbelt.
Fine. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. Straight onto the ground. Straight onto the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now. Get on the ground and you're getting sprayed again. Get on the ground.
Can you please talk to me about what's
going on? Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
Can you please talk to me about what's going on? Can you please talk to me about what's going on?
Yes, sir. You're not.
Why am I being treated like this?
Why? Because you're not cooperating. Get on the ground.
Why am I being treated like this? This is really messed up. This is really messed up.
Sir, just
being treated like that. You're being treated that way, Lieutenant Caron Nazario, because you're black. Just because you're black. We gotta stop messing around here and stop mincing words. You're being treated like that, Lieutenant, US Army, because you're black and a fool in a badge who back in high school, the captain of the football team stole his girlfriend, wants to have control over you. I guarantee you it's either that story or something similar. It is disgusting. Lieutenant Caron Nazario pepper sprayed. You saw it, struck, handcuffed by Windsor, Virginia police. Don't you feel safe, Windsor? I bet you feel real safe if you live in Windsor. Ooh, real safe, real clean. Never arrested though during that 2020 traffic stop. Went viral after he filed a lawsuit last year that is now finally being heard. And let me just pause there, AP, because if it required all that and you're discharging pepper spray and I think assaulting the US Army lieutenant, but you don't arrest them, isn't that very telling?
Absolutely telling. There's a lot of issues with this stop. So first of all, this is supposed to be a traffic stop. Officers are supposed to let you know why you're being stopped and what the issue is. That never occurred. Then we can tell that this officer didn't know what he was doing because he was like, you're under arrest. No, he not. Oh, you're being detained. You're being detained. Because at this point, now you have to read him his Miranda rights. And you have not Mirandized him. So that's a whole nother issue that we're getting into. But there's just so many issues with this traffic stop that it should have never warranted this man being pepper sprayed or violated in this manner. He should have asked for more than a million. They ain't got it, but he should have asked for more.
Yeah, that's the chump change. Based on what I saw there, okay, you're lucky I'm not on that jury, okay? Windsor does not have that, but they don't have enough money, you're right. They don't have the money. Trial was scheduled for Monday. He will argue to a jury he was assaulted, falsely imprisoned, and that his vehicle was illegally searched. In our legal mind, I think she's made the case for it. You sure you don't? Can we get you to Windsor? I don't know that he'll need you, but it couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt. Nazario is suing the cops involved. Joe Gutierrez, and you should look down, you should be ashamed, okay? And there's Daniel Crocker on the right. He's the one I suspect, the football captain probably stole his girlfriend. And so he joined the police force. Later on, a few years later, he joined the police force. And this is who you have. This is who taxpayers are supporting. Crazy. Crocker is still on the force. Really? Windsor, look at your life. Gutierrez fired in April 2021, the same month Nazario filed his lawsuit. August 4th, special prosecutor determined Gutierrez should not be criminally charged, but should be investigated for potential civil rights violations. What about his partner there? And then there's one shy officer, I'll call him. Don't reach in there. Don't reach in there. You know, it's just crazy. The whole thing's crazy. Since the traffic stop, Nazario has developed anxiety, depression, PTSD. Sometimes you get these cases, people throw in everything but the kitchen sink. If you don't think this man is suffering from all that, really, according to the lawsuit, that's what he has. He's been unable to leave his home at times due to hypervigilance regarding the potential for harassment by law enforcement. Guess what, Lieutenant, it's real. Court filings have that. A psychologist found that Nazario, who is Black and Latino, suffers from race-based trauma associated with violent police encounters, which can exacerbate injuries in ways that do not commonly affect the white populations. You're talking about somebody who's perhaps been in combat, but it's back home, just driving with his dog, and now he has PTSD. That's where he was diagnosed with it. Officers involved not only assaulted Mr. Nazario, but pointed their weapons directly at him, and at some point during the encounter threatened to kill him, suit alleges. Mr. Nazario recalls he thought he was going to die that evening. I thought we were going to see that too. Thank God he's alive. Thank God he lived to sue, because I thought he was done. Okay, you call that amount of chaos and drama and violence, I thought he was gone. The men deny ever threatening to kill Nazario. They contend that Nazario misconstrued Gutierrez's statement that Nazario was fixing to ride the lightning. Well, what are you talking like that anyway? Innocent till proven guilty. I don't know. He could have been having a medical emergency. I don't know what traffic violation there is. Why are you saying that anyway? It's not helping. Gutierrez spoke those words while holstering his gun and drawing his taser and was referencing his stun gun, not an execution, according to the court filings. I don't really think you're credible, Mr. Gutierrez. You're fired. Crocker and Gutierrez argue they performed their duties within the law. After Nazario failed to immediately pull over, he went to a well-lit area. I thought that's what they taught us. Refused to exit his vehicle. Plus, a federal judge already found they had probable cause to stop Nazario for an improperly displayed license plate and to charge him with eluding police as well as obstruction of justice, failure to obey. AB, I'm gonna pause for a second because when I read that about the judge, it seems like that the system's not for us too often. It's not built for us. Why do you think a Black person would go to a well-lit area?
the way Trump keep eluding prosecution is not for us, right? We know that. The way our prisons are filled with more black men than a little bit, it's not for us, right? The way that majority of the judges that you see and lawyers that you see are not African American, what, 2% of lawyers are African American? The system is not for us. It wasn't built for us. We didn't write it. We didn't help create it. And they refuse to give us more opportunities to try to fix it so that it is more inclusive. So that's what it is. Then we're talking about a federal judge. Well, it depends on when this federal judge got their position, because we know Trump took over the federal judge appointments when it was his turn. So you can start there. And I think federal judges look at these type of issues a lot differently than a state judge would, right, at the same time. Then you have to be careful, because some of these federal judges don't even have the type of background that they need to be making decisions on these type of cases.
Only the best people. Okay.
So that's a whole nother thing within itself. But that's not what I saw in this video. I didn't see obstructing justice. I seen that man made sure that he was in a safe space. You go to a well-lit place, right? Because you don't know who these people are. How many times have we seen cases of people pretending to be police officers, right? And then you end up in a situation. He went to a well-lit place. You have two white men, right, with guns and yelling and screaming at you. This man never posed a danger. He followed directions once he pulled over. He was in a parking lot, a parking structure. He is asking questions. What did I do? Which is what you're supposed to explain. Y'all got mad because this person didn't let you trap him. That's what happened. Y'all got mad because he had common sense and he protected himself as a black man, and y'all didn't feel like he had the right to do that. But he did, and this is why one of y'all gone now. And like I said, I hope he win his lawsuit, because everything about this encounter seemed out of pocket to me, and y'all did not follow y'all training structure at all, because it's a traffic stop. We are, all of this happened. No one should ever get pepper sprayed or assaulted because you can't see their license plate.
And the lawsuit is a positive step forward, although they're trying him every step of the way. Because what else is going on in Windsor? How many other black and brown people are being attacked by the state, the jurisdiction? Besides Nazario's lawsuit, fallout from the traffic stop includes a lawsuit brought by the state attorney general alleging Windsor discriminated against black Americans. I know you're not supposed to prejudge a case, but I say yes, okay, I say yes. U.S. District Judge Roderick C. Young also narrowed the scope of Nazario's lawsuit. August, Young ruled the federal immunity laws shield Crocker and Gutierrez from Nazario's claims that they violated his constitutional protections against excessive force and unreasonable seizure, as well as Nazario's right to free speech by threatening him with arrest if he complained about their behavior. So they, that's classic, you know, mobster type behavior. You better not tell anybody or else. You gonna see. Nazario can present claims under state law, false imprisonment, assault and battery to a jury, the judge ruled. Was it gonna be a Windsor jury? Because I don't think I like that very much. Not from what I see so far. The judge also found Crocker liable for illegally searching for a gun in Nazario's SUV, leaving the question of damages on that point to a jury. Nazario had a concealed carry permit. He's legal. He knows his rights. As a black man, he too is allowed to carry. I know you don't like it, but that's what's happening. It's happening, okay? He has a permit. Jury will also consider whether Gutierrez is liable for illegal search. The former officer denies he knew Crocker was conducting the search. Really, because you were bossing Daniel around. Don't do that, Daniel. Just get back. Let me hit him again with the pepper spray, okay? Get it all over his army jacket. It said lieutenant, by the way. It said lieutenant. Well, guess he's a nobody. And I want to know, really, AB, I'll give you the last word on this, but I think the dog should have a case, but I know what you're going to say about that. The dog was back there choking. They didn't help either one of them.
I mean, we have animal cruelty laws. So no, it could happen.
He's creative. Okay. I want you to be my attorney. Okay.
Yeah. There's a possibility for that. I was still on behalf of my dog. My dog ain't been the same ever since. It's probably limping. it sleep all day, I would absolutely make a claim for that, at least in the civil court, if nothing else, at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, and even at this point, you put another officer in jeopardy, because when you, after you pepper sprayed this man, you walked up on him, swallowed the pepper spray. You had to tell Daniel to stay back, because you knew Daniel was going to get in trouble too. So Daniel, you need to sue him too, because Daniel, you out of pocket, but you need to sue him too for having you out of line, because it looked like you might have tried to get it right, because you was like, I don't understand what's going on. But you need to sue him too, Daniel. Make him pay your $1 million.
I love it. I don't know what your ultimate is or what you aspire to be. I want you nominated for the federal bench, Supreme Court. I want you opposite Josh Hawley. I want you opposite Senator Josh Hawley and get him all the way together. You know, that's what they need.
All right. Let's get a hold of this here. We're running out of time. I'm going to put it to you like this, guys. And I asked the question at the beginning of this. I'm going to ask that question again. There was a study, there was a survey out there taken that, you know, the question was, would you rather have a black man steal $1,000 from you, or a white man steal $10,000 from you? And white people said they'd rather have another white man steal $10,000 from them instead of a black person taking $1,000. Okay. So if that's the case, why are you people sticking up for people to be treated right and correctly by the system? Because guess what? That tax dollars, defunding the police, it's also defunding you. It's going to get to the point you're going to make a new rich millionaire black person every day. And guess what? That's going to come out of your pockets. Didn't think about that, huh? I tell you what, when I get back to the States, yes, I will be auditing, recording police. And they will trip up. They will, at some point. That's a guarantee. A black man with dreadlocks. That's a guarantee. I'm going to be a little bit bummy. You know, I might have a shirt with a couple holes in it. You know, some dirty shorts, dirty shoes. They're not going to think I have any money. And I will be getting these, I will be suing these people for wrongful arrest, assault on me, whatever it is that they end up doing to me. I'm going to be taking the money. I will be defunding the police. I will be punishing society because they're not stepping up and doing the right damn thing. Does that sound fair enough to you guys? I mean, I think that sounds fair. I mean, let them judge the book by its cover. They're not going to know I have a prepaid lawyer. They're not going to know that I have a radio show. They're not going to know I'm part owner of a social network. They're not going to know. But hey, I think there's enough money out there for V to have a few mil. Don't you think? I would love to get paid for my services that I do for you guys. With that said, guys, thank you for doing Black History Month with me.
We're very happy to be here this evening to honor a very wonderful man, a man which we all love so very much. This man have done more for the blacks than anyone. The man I'm speaking of?
Oh, baby.
Let's give a warm round of applause.
Give give me your number, I call you up. You act like you're so you don't interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad. If for good or worse makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Look at you, put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having that in this house, cause bad shit, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another. Again, movies won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money. Look pretty though in my video. Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you're caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just dirt dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name down, give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girls.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
If dirty one is
hey,
money, I think
dirty.
Y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your
That's
money.
That's how I like
don't
you,
worry.
Girl.
Like this all night. Just you put your hand out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud. And take the bats and old dirty to move the crowd. And say he had his mind in it. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the house. But give him the money.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.